As you know, I'm Sam.
And I'm Alex.
Yeah, sorry. And we'd like to apologize for not having done a podcast in like a month.
Yeah.
We wanted to, but we just kept running out of time on weekends.
It wasn't that. It was like one weekend I was sick and like asleep all weekend. Too. Next weekend
I was sick.
Yeah, you were sick. And the next weekend I went on a trip. And here we are this weekend.
And we wanted to do one the whole time, so we apologize.
We don't have much time, but we want to get one out. This probably will be only, let me say, pretty 20 minutes?
15, 20 minutes.
Okay. But we just want to get one out.
Yeah.
Well, today's topic is Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah. She's pretty evil.
Yeah, I think she is.
Okay, yeah.
According to MuggleNet's dictionary,
it says she has no alias, her age is unknown, and her house is unknown. Alex?
Special abilities. Umbridge was appointed to the position of Defense Against the Dark Arts professor at the beginning of 1995-1996 school year, but she did not seem to possess any great talent for the subject. She was, however, both willing and able to commit at least one of three unforgivable curses, the Cruciatus Curse. Her other special abilities were limited to the multiplication of
manipulation
of
circumstances
and in her favor and a penchant for
cruelty
almost as
as depraved as that of the Death Eaters themselves. Wait, distinguishing characteristics. She's short. She's fat. Umbridge is often described as toad-like. She uses an affected, high-pitched, girlish voice. Hey, thank you, Papa.
Okay, Sam.
I'm Dolores Umbridge. I'm a fat loser. Presumably in a failed attempt to be endearing. And has a preference for wearing fluffy pink cardigans. Ugh. Underneath the image, however, beats the heart of a vindictive and malevolent maniac. Her heritage is unknown, but with her extreme prejudice toward half-breeds, quote, and her belief in the purity of blood, it is likely Umbridge is either a full-blood or a half-blood witch. That'd be pure blood.
Mm-hmm. Her family is unknown. Her first mention is an Order of the Phoenix. So, Sam, what do you think about her?
I think she's an evil person. Person that's in quotes. She probably just takes a human form. She's probably not actually human.
I think she's human. I just think that...
That's a joke.
Mm-hmm. Just like Aunt Petunia said, there's rotten eggs.
No, I said one rotten egg is full of a bushel.
Yeah.
A.K.A. at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Harry had a bad year that year.
Uh-huh.
Quite
obvious. I'm just rereading the first book. I like to reread the books and get more out of them. And I was reading the first book.
It said James was head boy, but he was never a prefect.
On
if you page in the third book, it 55. Said that Lupin was prefect.
Yeah, it said Lupin was prefect to try and keep James and Sirius under control.
Yeah, right.
But on page 55 of book one,
Hagrid was telling Harry about how James was head boy.
Yeah.
And Lily was head girl.
It says, now your mom and dad were as good a witch and wizard as I ever knew. Head boy and girl at Hogwarts in their day. Actually, do we know that you have to be a prefect before you can be head boy?
Nope.
It's just something that everyone thought.
Yep.
Yeah,
so. Not everyone, maybe.
But I've always thought it.
I never gave it much thought.
We got a very interesting email from someone this week. It was saying that they think that Dumbledore was working for Voldemort, and Voldemort...
Yeah, that was a dumb email. Sorry, whoever... sent that. I didn't like it.
It was not.
I take back the dumb part, but I didn't really like it. I thought you were. I disagreed heavily.
That Dumbledore was working for Voldemort, and Voldemort killed him off because he was getting too powerful.
I highly doubt that. I'm sorry. I think that's just bull. Sorry.
So far, since the last podcast, we've added two things to HBDetectives.com.
Yeah, but we haven't added my bio yet. Sorry.
Mm-mm. We have so far added a chat room.
Yeah.
And a guest book.
Chat.
And for some reason, the chat room does not work on Max.
Yeah.
But because you have to sign in as a guest. If you're on a Macintosh, but it seems to work okay with Windows XP. We have a lot of people who have, thanks to Allie, who has been on. I love HBDetectives. You guys rock.
There's already one on as a guest.
Stefano.
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 Hi, it's Alex and Sam.
Yeah, and then I went on here.
Cool.
Okay. So.
That's about it.
Let's get back to Umbridge.
Yeah, Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a fat
loser. Yeah.
To be polite.
Yeah. I do. She is just right in Cornelius's pocket.
Pocket? I think he's right in her pocket.
I don't think so.
I think they're in each other's pockets. Mm,
yeah. Well, more from MuggleNet.
Yep. We like MuggleNet.
Mm-hmm.
MuggleNet is cool.
Doris Umbridge was the senior undersecretary to the Minister of Magic. Cornelius.
She made a big deal out of this. She's like, yeah. I am the senior undersecretary. Like, shut up.
Mm-hmm. To the Minister of Magic, Cornelius Fudge. Nothing is known about her early career or how she achieves that position, but it seems safe to assure that it was effort of ruthlessness, ruthlessness and
malice.
The only thing that is known about her early life is that she attends Hogwarts, although her house is a mystery. I never knew that she'd
attended Hogwarts. I don't remember reading that, and I've read the fifth book like 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not 5, 3.
Here we know.
During the summer of 1995, Professor Dumbledore was finding it particularly hard to fill the supposedly cursed Defense Against the Dark Arts job, inexplicably failing to appoint Severus Snape to the position, thereby having much easier task of finding a potions teacher. He chose instead to allow the Ministry of Magic to put forward their own candidate, Dolores Umbridge. You, Alex?
She was provided the footholds at the school that the ministry had always wanted, and quickly set about getting rather more than that. Initially, she restricted herself to refusing to allow the pupils to actually practice Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't get how you can learn through theory.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. And how
the problem with our schools. Learning through theory, that's the problem with the public school system.
Mm-hmm. And employing unpleasant punishment techniques to
but we don't go to public schools.
Harry himself had long experience of her enchanted quill, which
that was painful. Hey, look, there's something.
Which writes words in the back of the user's hand while employing the user's blood as ink.
I know Seneca's at the window. He's waiting at me. Oh.
Okay, Sam. Yeah.
Just no one likes Dolores Umbridge. Just the way that...
Except herself. She's a fat, self-centered pig.
Yeah, that and Cornelius.
She's fucked. And Draco.
Yeah.
Can't forget that.
The whole Inquisitorial squad, because she basically gave them power to...
Did you know that Expelliarmus in Latin? Expel means, like, get rid of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
How she, like, incorporated all those Latin
phrases and everything. The biggest... Harry Potter thing that's happened since we last did a podcast was Tuesday, the Goblet of Fire DVD came out.
Yeah. So, I'm waiting for Blue Art Road.
You can get two versions of it. I believe there's a special edition, and then there's also your normal just...
regular old DVD.
Yes.
Boring! Not really. Since it was such a good movie.
Yeah, it was a really good movie. I feel really sorry sorry for my friend who didn't see it.
Who didn't see it? Myers?
No. Carter Noah.
Oh,
Because their parents said that because it got a PG-13 rating, they couldn't see it until they were like 15.
That's dumb, since it's PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not 13. We look just...
Yeah. 13. It's parental guidance until you're 13, but I think that was a really good movie.
No, that's parental guidance, and you shouldn't see it unless you're over. Hey, did you know that R meant parents should just find out more about the film before taking their children to see it?
Yeah.
I thought that was really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's this, Alex?
I'm just looking at two different kinds of DVDs you can get.
Oh.
Ooh! Warner Brothers has a Harry Potter.
You and three friends meet the members of the Harry Potter.
That is neat.
Warner
Brothers has a contest. Warner Brothers has a podcast now.
But there's a sweepstakes.
What do you think Warner Brothers' podcast is going to be about, Sam?
Harry Potter.
They're probably going to get a lot of interviews and stuff on theirs.
Well, there's a sweepstakes.
Yes. If anyone wants to enter the sweepstakes, you can just go to harrypotter.com.
You and three friends can meet the Harry Potter cast.
You can also get clips of the DVD. Own all four Harry Potter movies on a 6-disc audio collection.
Eight disc. This DVD.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that.
DVD comes with a featured EA Games demo, magical training card, Hogwarts Timeline, web interactivity. So we advise you get that. A few of my friends have already bought it. And we advise that you get it.
Yep. Are we entering in the...
Is there anything else that you can think of, Sam?
No, except the sweepstakes.
Okay, I guess that'll be it. Keep checking hbdetectives.com.
Yeah, we'll
Just,
or maybe even tomorrow, actually.
Just send us an email, and we'll put you on HB Detectives' mailing list.
Yeah, we might even mail you something.
No.
We probably won't.
Your email address, and like, we'll send you HB Detectives updates.
Okay.
Okay.